You know, just how important is our conduct as Christians? And, you know, the Bible says our conduct has to be an example, but we have to be wise as well. You know, the things that we are striving for to be is probably summed up. I felt like it was summed up pretty good. And we're going to turn to 1 Peter 1 and starting in verse 13. We're going to read 13 through 16 in 1 Peter. It says, therefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm having problems reading today for some reason. As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as he called you and holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. You know, it's a full-time job to try to do that. So how should we be wise in our conduct, especially when the way the world is all around us? You know, I've done a lot of researches on churches and the conduct and connected churches, problems in churches for this sermonette. And not just God's church, but it seems to be Christians are being targeted more now than ever that I can remember in my lifetime. And I've found some absolutely horrible statistics on what the problems are in the churches and the conduct of people. I've been a lifelong member. I was born in the church. I started out in the worldwide, and I've seen some pretty horrible things that's happened in the church, and that quite frankly just shocked me. And I've got a couple of stories that I want to share you. And one of them, I don't know, 45, 46, 47 years ago, it happened. But I was working in my dad's cabinet shop at the time. And we had another employee that was also a member of God's church working there. Well, he gets a call from his wife. And he comes out of the office and he says, I have to go home and I want you to go with me. It wasn't a question of, will you go with me? It was, you're going with me, kind of, you could tell by the tone, it was serious. And we drove from the shop to his house. Nothing was said, nothing at all. But you could tell by his demeanor, it was incredibly serious. And when we got to his house, he opened the door and he just looked at me and says, you make sure nobody leaves. I have no idea what's going on, none. And what I found out later just shocked me to the core, it really did. I have never heard of anything like this happening in the Church of God before. And I was sitting there in the car, and there was another member, person that attended the church, his car there. And I didn't really think nothing of it, so I'm sitting there. And what I found out later is this member had used his influence as a church member to get this young man's wife's house, and he tried to rape her. She was lucky that we were close enough and that she was able to fight him off long enough to call her husband. But we got there, we broke every speed limit getting there, but There's just no if, ands, or buts there. And we stop this from happening, you know? The world creeps in. We have to be careful when the world creeps in. Another incident, I was sitting in church, and I had my small children. We were sitting in the back, and a guy was sitting in front of me. And he hadn't been coming to church very long, but he had his family there. And his boy was probably 8 or 9, sitting beside him. And he took a number 2 pencil, put his thumb on the eraser, started stabbing that boy in the leg, in his thigh. The boy just sat there, didn't move. Finally, he stabbed him enough, the boy went like this, just winced. So he grabbed his boy up, that's all he needed, took him to the bathroom to punish him. You may ask, well, how do I know that he took him to the bathroom to punish him? I watched this. I saw red, people. I was furious. I jumped up, went to the bathroom too, and put a stop to it right then and there. Then after services, I went and talked to the minister. The minister said, I've been dealing with this man for a while now. He says, I'm at my wit's end. He says, we've had social services involved, the police involved, and all this stuff. And I told the minister, I said, if I see something like that happen again, I said, I'm not going to guarantee I can't just stand up in the middle of church and put a stop to it. The minister told me, he said, I wish you would. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5, and I like the New King James Version. No, I mean, not the New King James, but the King James Version over better. The New King James is, it says, abstain from every form of evil. The King James Version says, abstain from all appearance of evil. You know, Matthew 10, verse 16, Matthew 10, verse 16, it says, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You can ask my wife, I've got a deal on wolves. Wolves are being reintroduced into America after they were put out. Wolves are beautiful, awesome animals to look at. But wolves are the number one predator that kills just for the fun of it. There was an island, and I watched a document. I can't remember, but it was actually overrun with deer population on this island. So they put in 2 pairs of wolves. Within 10 years, there wasn't a single living thing on that island. They came a couple years later and they just found dead deer everywhere. The wolves would chase them and kill them. Number one problem. You know, God prepares people like I just described as wolves. And you can see why. They just self-gratification. That's the reason why wolves come for us. So they love the chase, self-gratification. How was I was doing this, my research for this sermon, man, I came across an article from Charles.com, and it was a Baptist, Southern Baptist minister. And he stated that in the Southern Baptist Church, where there were people that were going around from church to church, swindling, stealing money from the elderly, and even in some cases, taking their homes and many, many other things. Evil people. So the Baptist Church, what he did is he set up a special task force to investigate. Investigative task force. to investigate all these incidents. And as he put it, he said, "I wanted to protect the sheep from being picked off one by one by the wolves." So what can we do as Christians by our conduct? First of all, we got to avoid even the appearance of evil. This is, when we come to church, this has got to be a safe place. I mean, I'll give you an example, and this is kind of a silly example, but it's an example. Let's say your work has a business trip. We're talking about the appearance of evil and that you have to attend, and some of your coworkers have to attend. And you ask a female coworker, says, let's just call her Sally, just to make it easy, to carpool with you to the meeting, save money and, innocent enough. But we've all watched enough movies to see how horrible that can turn out to be. So you just can't do stuff like that. It's just not, you can't have the appearance of it. But if you want to save expenses and carpool, fine. Get Tom and Jerry and Susan and then ask Sally. Have three or four people there, that is perfectly fine, because it eliminates the appearance of evil. And if, let's say another example is you happen to work with a young person, a teenager, you don't go to them one-on-one. You get the parents involved. And if, you're on a hiking trip, a church function, and the parents aren't there, you take two or three people with you. That's only sound biblical advice. In 2 Corinthians 13, Paul is talking about a little bit different scenario, but we can use this in our way that we handle things. And 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1, it says, "This is the third time I am coming to you by the mouth of two or three witnesses." Two or three witnesses. Always remember this. I mean, that's a policy of the church. A minister will go visit a single woman without his wife or two or three witnesses. I mean, that's just a policy. And it's a wise policy. Reading that article, and he says, Christians from that chalice.com, he says, these evil people that target Christians. And he gave a long list. I just picked out four of them of why Christians are targeted. He says, they're easy marks. He says, number one thing, he says, these evil people think Christians are naive. We can't be naive. We have to see what's going. The other thing they said is they ignore problems. We can't ignore problems. The third thing that I wrote down was it was easy access to gullible people. And that's sad. And the third problem was they figured if they were caught because of our forgiving type nature that Christians have, that they're caught and they cry and say, "Oh, it won't happen again." That because of our forgiving nature, we just kind of go, "Okay, we'll let them on." According to this article, 90% of the people that commit crimes inside of the church gets away with it. 90%. And that article based it mainly on cheap grace. That's what they called it, this article. Cheap grace. Brother, grace is not cheap. It comes at price. Jesus Christ died and bled sacrifice for us. Anything, grace is not cheap. You know, God gives us grace, yes. And we should give others grace. But grace is given in God through repentance. In Romans 6, 1 through 4, it says, what shall we say then? We continue in sin so that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we buried with him through the baptism into death, that just as Christ was risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Our conduct as Christians must be a shining example, as I stated earlier. In Philippians 1:27, it says, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affair, that you stand steadfast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Satan is out there, and he has his wolves. And as Christians, we have to be wise. As it says again in Matthew 10:16, I send you out as sheep amongst wolves. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, we as Christians have to avoid even the appearance of evil.